I'm Mark Beaumont and I'm an endurance cyclist.
Okay, fantastic. So how does it feel to have this next record to your name?
It feels great. It feels an incredible relief. A relief might not sound like the most ecstatic celebration, but when you set out on a big expedition like this and you set your own target, I mean, I was planning to break the world record by about 15 days and I did so by nearly 18 days. You put a lot of pressure on yourself, not just because you've said you're going to do it, but in terms of sponsors and media and, you know, tens of thousands of people following online. And, you know, you do put yourself up there on a bit of a pedestal. And if you fail, you fail very publicly. So it's not just yourself. So rolling across the finishing line in Cape Town, it's just an amazing relief to have done what you said you're going to do, you know, to hit that target. Because there's so much unknown in a big expedition like that. Every single day, the highs and the lows. And then so to finish and look back and realise you've done it is wonderful. And then to come back and get the official verification from Guinness World Records, yeah, brilliant.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the route then from Cairo to Cape Town. Some of us might not know, but you had a lot of challenges along the way as well.
Yeah, it's a 6,750 miles route, which took me 41 days, 10 hours and 22 minutes. So I rode 160 miles a day without break for 41 days. And whilst that's tough, it's important to put it in the context of Africa because you've got a lot of unpaved roads, difficult border crossings. You know, you've got the heat of the Sahara Desert. You've got the highlands of Ethiopia up to 3,400 metres. And it's kind of everything off the bike that makes it interesting. You know, you need to somehow find on your own unsupported 7,000-8,000 calories of food. You need to find a safe place to sleep each night. And you need to find clean water. So most pro cyclists wouldn't have that issue. They'd have a support team with them and they'd be riding around Europe or North America. So it's Africa. It's exciting. Every day's different. There's the unknown. And I had a wonderful welcome. I met so many great people, but I was going at such a pace. I saw Africa like a slideshow and, you know, 41 days from top to toe. It was very exciting.
Did you have a chance to take it in?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about riding a bike is that you're so completely in tune with the world around you. It doesn't matter how fast you try and go. You hear, you see, you smell everything. You meet people in such an interesting and level way. You're not in a car with the window up or in company, so you're distracted. You know, I was alone and I was on my bike. So even though I was going fast, I was completely reliant on the kindness of strangers, just meeting people in every village and town to get through. Not just in terms of directions and, you know, knowing where I was, but as I say, keeping fueled up and finding a safe place. Imagine you've ridden 150, 160 miles through the Sahara and then, you know, it's going to get dark in a couple of hours. You need to find somewhere to sleep. That's your task. You've got a couple of hours and, you know, I'd sleep in little truck stops with people at the roadside, or a couple of times I went back and stayed at people's houses because there was nowhere official I could stay, like a guest house. So that's the exciting stuff. And, you know, every day is a big unknown.
Do you really thrive on that?
Yeah, I mean, I try and plan my expeditions as carefully as possible, and I try and negate risks. You know, I had security with me through North Kenya, where it was deemed to be quite dangerous. I am as careful as I can, but undoubtedly the reason I'm an adventure cyclist as opposed to a normal tour pro cyclist is because I'm not really interested in racing other people. I want to push myself as hard as possible and figure out what my personal best is, really, really race myself. And I'm interested in that interaction between you and the world around you. You know, I love crossing countries and continents on my bike. There's nothing else like it in terms of that experience on the world.
Did you feel under threat at all?
Yeah, there was definitely times where there was real risk. I mean, Ethiopia is quite petty, but there's a lot of stone throwing, a lot of people trying to hit you with sticks, and you talk to anyone who's ever motorbiked or cycled through Ethiopia, and sadly, it's always young men. Women are never the culprits. It's young men and boys just on the roads being pests and throwing stones and some verbal abuse your way, which just gets annoying. In terms of excitement, northern Botswana, a lot of very close encounters with elephants. You know, they're 5-6 meters away from you on the side of the road. A few people were telling me scare stories that, you know, they're known to try and tip cars and whatnot, so I had no idea how they would treat a cyclist. They never came for me, but they're very close and they're very big, so it certainly gets the adrenaline going.
So now you're back and you're receiving the award, obviously amongst all the other things that you've achieved. Will you be having some downtime?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I mean, life's very different than it was when I started 8-9 years ago. When I pedalled around the world, it was just me. I've now married with a young family, so I don't want to be away for half a year plus the way I used to be. But I still want to push myself as an athlete, and I still want to explore the world. And I love sharing it. You know, I love the documentary side and the broadcast, you know, just taking people on these journeys. You know, it's hard to quantify that good, but I know that it gives people confidence to take on their own ideas, their own dreams, by following these journeys online and being a part of it. So I need to walk that very fine line between being a dad, you know, being a husband, being at home, and still getting out there and pushing myself in the adventure world.
And I guess Scotland is a fantastic place to cycle, perhaps weather permitting.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I still think it's the best in the world. And I've cycled in, you know, 60 countries around the world now. So I live in rural Perthshire, and it's there's no place like it.
And will you be taking to the road and out speaking to people? There's the Edinburgh Cycling Festival on. There's lots of people that I'm sure are very interested to chat to you.
I've been back out on the bike already, doing loads of cycling, and my first public event, talking about the Africa Expedition, is at the Edinburgh Festival of Cycling on the 26th of this month. So, yeah, I hope people come along to that and the many other cycling events I'm involved in over the summer, because, I love sharing these stories, and I hope it also encourages people to get on their bikes.
And finally, I suppose, what's next on the bucket list?
It'll be, in terms of big, big projects, it'll be 2016 before I try and smash another world record. But, you know, all I can really say is it'll definitely be on the bike. I've tried all these other sports, and it's definitely, I'm made for riding bikes. And before that, I need a bit of downtime with my family.
Okay, lovely. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thanks.